Former House Majority Leader David Lust, who died last week, is remembered by colleagues as an intelligent debater. That was on full display in 2018. He sparred with fellow legislator Mark Mickelson about an effort to limit out-of-state contributions to ballot questions. More than $10 million in out-of-state money poured into campaigns for and against ballot questions in 2016. One of those that passed was Marcy's Law, a voter-approved crime victims' rights law. Former Speaker Mickelson says those debates were challenging and intellectually stimulating. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has this audio postcard from their debate over the First Amendment and the role of out-of-state money in South Dakota politics. We first hear from Mickelson and then Lust.
It's an unanswered question constitutionally, and people support it 2-1. They don't want people from New York or Massachusetts with a set of beliefs that are inconsistent with theirs and who have no vested interest in South Dakota coming into the state and spending money.
So restricting speech has to have a compelling state interest, and the compelling state interest they've found in their speech cases, First Amendment cases, has been the desire to stop corruption, and specifically quid pro quo corruption. So in other words, if I give you a contribution of $50,000, then I expect something back in exchange. So that clearly doesn't exist in a ballot initiative arena.
I believe in free speech, I believe in free enterprise, and I believe in free political discourse. But I don't want to be having that discourse with a puppet, okay, with the strings being pulled out of New York or Massachusetts. It's that simple.
We as a legislature feel compelled to protect South Dakotans from themselves. And that is something that's just absolutely anathema to my views on South Dakota citizens and my confidence in South Dakota citizens and being able to sift through speech, be it out of state or in state, and make a prudent determination.
As lengthy as these ballot measures have become, we saw in this Capitol, this session, where the Marcy's Law people have said, hat in hand, it didn't work. We made a mistake. We'd do it differently if we had a chance to do it again.
Ultimately, I think the Marcy's Law situation demonstrates that our process does work. And whether it's out-of-state money or in-state money, we can fix it. And also, I think the Marcy Law scenario clearly demonstrates that South Dakotans were concerned about an issue. Now, was that issue prompted by out-of-state interest and out-of-state money? Yeah, but it touched a nerve in South Dakota.
Let's resolve our political differences here with people that live in this state.
It's a bit messy, and I think the First Amendment is intended to be messy. There shouldn't be always clear boundaries and lines. A lot of that stuff, it's going to be gray all the time, and you're going to need court interpretation as to what's over the line and what's not. And I think that's the way the First Amendment was structured, and that's the way it's worked historically, and it's worked pretty well historically.
The ban on out-of-state contributions was ultimately deemed unconstitutional by a federal court. Lust died suddenly last Friday night from cardiac arrest. A memorial service will be held on Saturday at the Civic Center in Rapid City. He was 53.